Joining us now is Ken Parr from the Houston, Texas area. Ken, good to have you here at AirVenture. You flew in with the Bonanzas on Saturday.
I did, yeah. We got in Saturday about 1 o'clock. Came out of La Crosse.
So where did the Bonanzas stage? Where did you guys come from?
Everyone flew into La Crosse, Wisconsin. Okay. And then we came across about an hour and 15-minute flight or so on Saturday. Great time. My first time, flew in with a buddy from Chicago, and it was very professionally briefed, and I was impressed. It was really a good time.
Have you done a lot of formation flying yourself?
I flew tankers, KC-135, so we flew cell formation, not figure tip or anything like that. But, I went through a lot of Air Force formation briefings, so yeah. I understand the importance of them and everyone needing to know what to do, and when things go haywire, know what to do then. And the Bonanzas did it upright.
Excellent. Ken Murray is our guest, and Ken, you mentioned your Air Force service, but in real life, you obviously an author, but also a photography business.
Yes, my parents had a newspaper when I was growing up, and so I shot for them from like junior high on. I've been shooting for 50 years, and shot through college, shot a lot of sports, and then went into the Air Force, and just carried my gear with me everywhere I went. So I got stuff from all over the world. And now I'm a professional photographer shooting for the PGA, LPGA, Texans, Dynamo Dash, Astros, Saints, and I just have a great time.
Good. Tell us a little bit about the book. It's called On Par. It is about Colonel Ralph Parr and his missions in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. So certainly spanning quite a range of years.
Yeah. I met Ralph back in the 2006-07 time frame, somewhere in there, at the now called the Par O Club at Randolph. And I got to know him. I was introduced to him and was so impressed. The guy was so humble. And you wouldn't know what he had gone through, you know. But in talking to him every Friday afternoon over cocktails, he would just tell stories. And I would sit there on the edge of my seat and just start leaning into him, like, then what'd you do? You know, then what were you thinking? And then that sort of thing. And after talking to him for 5 or 6, 7 years, he left one night. And Wayne Mudge, call sign Smudge, he's over there in the Bonanzas with us, and Ed Pickerel, call sign Pick, those two retired colonels came up to the table, and they're like, I was like, hey, someone needs to tell his story. I mean, this guy, we're losing these World War II guys right and left. Someone needs to tell that story. And they're like, well, you're getting ready to retire. Why don't you? I was like, oh, man, that's a large project. So I went home, discussed it with my wife over the weekend. I called Ralph at his assisted living home on Tuesday morning about 9 o'clock or so. And I said, Ralph, Ken Murray. He said, how you doing? He said, good. How you doing? Good. I said, hey, I was talking to Pick and Smudge after you left the other night, and they're thinking that it's time to tell your story, that we need to write your book. And he sat there. He's kind of paused, and he said, well, you mean we're going to sit around, we're going to talk about airplanes and flying for hours on end, you'll record the conversations and then regurgitate it? I said, you got it. He's like, I'm in. So I drove over to New Braunfels, Texas, north of San Antonio there 19 times. And then I'd stay for like 3 days and just get him from 10 to 12 or so, just recording our conversations, go back home, hand jam it all in. And so it was about a 2-year project. And then he passed away. I got it done, and I had to physically go in and I read it to him. He sat in his recliner in his room, and I just went page for page, reading the whole book, and then the end. He just got a smile on his face, and he went, big head nod, like, yep, that's good. And then he passed away December 7th of 12, actually. So what you have here is, that's the second edition. General Goldfein, the retired chief of staff of the Air Force, wrote the foreword. And then Margaret, Ralph's wife, who just passed away a few months ago, she actually found some pictures that Ralph thought they'd lost in the flood of 96 or whatever that was, where New Braunfels was basically wiped out. Anyway, so I included a photo section and then the foreword by General Goldfein in this one. So,
excellent.
A great project, a lot of fun. I learned a lot. You just don't go write a book and it's good to go. It's, there's a lot of shoot down stories where publishers or agents are shooting you down. And so you just take the good with the bad and, you know, forge ahead. And it was picked up then, and I'm very happy.
Yes, it's a great read, wonderful stories, and I like your writing style, and it's not overdone. It's not a glorification of anything. It's Ralph telling the story.
Exactly.
And that I really enjoyed that aspect of the book.
So, well, I appreciate that.
If someone would like to pick up a copy of the book, how do they find it?
Yeah, they can find it on Amazon.com. That's probably the easiest, but Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Target, mm-hmm. it's out there. You can just search On Par and Ken Murray, and it'll come up.
All right.
Yeah.
Ken, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and welcome to Oshkosh. Glad you could be here with the Bonanzas, and look forward to a great week.
I really appreciate it. Where else can you go where you have something in common with 200,000 people, and everyone's smiling and glad to be here?
It is amazing.
What a
country. It is amazing.
I love it. Thank you.
Thank you again. This is EIA Radio.